Peace and love. Peace and love.
Welcome to this neighborhood, neighbor.
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
You know what I am? I'm a housewife that figured it out. Wow, 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 woo!
And now, here's the host of Good Things Radio, Brooke Taylor.
Hello again, and welcome to Good Things Radio. Do you smell that turkey? Welcome to episode 31 of Good Things Radio. I am your host, Brooke Taylor, and on today's program, preparing for Advent, Voxer, what is it and why you should be using it, and a little update on our Good Things Radio women's retreat called Arise. It's another good one. So let's get our mind right, though. Inhale, exhale, receive the Holy Spirit in prayer. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Giver of all sources of life, we come to you thankful. This year has brought life, death, new babies, marriages, closed chapters, and new beginnings. In all these things, we have known your hand moving among us as keeper, protector, provider, and teacher. We've known your ways in the rising of the sun and of the stars of night. As we think about the season of Thanksgiving, we are altogether grateful. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So I wanted to give you right out of the box a little update about the Good Things Radio Retreat. It's coming up March 10th through the 13th, 2016, Loyola Retreat House, Clinton, Ohio. And we have a full house and counting. Ben Walther is our worship artist for the entire weekend. And what a blessing to have his talent and gifts personally with all of those who are, many of you listening, are going to be there. And we have a couple places left. But I want to, if you're not familiar with Ben's work, just play a snippet of his song. It's in all of the hymnals in the Catholic churches today. And his song, Make Your Home in Me, that he listened. Of course, he's got a lot and he does a lot of the worship. But here is that song in particular.
Your burden's light and your yoke is easy. Your name is love and your grace is free. My heart was locked, but you had the key. Make your home in me. Make your home in me.
Oh, I could hear that all day. And with Ben Walther, not only is he an incredible worship artist, he goes around the globe. He does a lot of work with the youth conferences for Steubenville, but he's an amazing religion teacher and a dad and a husband of my friend Maria. So he is just going to be fantastic. And of course, Andrea Singarella, we talked about her doing the bookmarks. She's got an amazing craft called Blessed Bookmarks that all the ladies are going to do, the retreatants. And so she's in the process of ordering the supplies. So that's been really fun because her talent for this. It sounds like a little thing and it is, but it's really extraordinary and just the way her creative process works. So she's getting that ready to go. Then Father Nathan is going to bless the bookmarks afterwards. They're this vintage, beautiful style. And we're working on the swag bags as well. So it's so fun. I feel like a little squirrel kind of tucking all these things away that are going to be revealed at the retreat. Now we still have around 13 tickets left and I'm hoping we can get those sold because really, other than the last few episodes, I haven't really mentioned or promoted it. So I know we can do it and they're just kind of hovering out there and it would be nice just to kind of know the whole thing is sold. So I promise I'm going to send you the link and the information in the next newsletter and thank you for your patience on the newsletter because that's been a huge transition as we transition from Jennifer, who had the account, over to me with the Good Things Radio account and trying to get that together in the process of the whole podcast, which behind the curtains is been not very pretty, but we're here. And so that is going to be sent out. I know the last podcast, there were some things like National Bible Week that I was going to link up that will happen. So we're going to do that and it should be hopefully in your inbox shortly. And speaking of keeping in touch, so a blogger friend of mine recently turned me on to something called Voxer, V-O-X-E-R. Have you heard of this? We were out to dinner and she said, do it now, download it. or else she'll forget. And so I did. But the funny thing is, if you are a loyal Good Things Radio listener, you already know my personal conflict, spiritual conflict with technology. And this, I feel like, addiction that I struggle with, because part of being in media and, you know, the job for many years that I had was to be online and to promote things, market things, you know, connect with different people. And now that I'm home, I'm still kind of one foot in that world, but it is a time suck. And I think for anybody, you know, and my spiritual director, he always says, the phone is your office. And if you use it as such, if you're in any sort of business and you use it like that, and it's all you do, you're fine. But if you delve into the social aspect and you let that take all your time, then you've got an issue. But this Voxer is kind of a social app. So I was thinking it's going to be one more thing that will be a distraction. So I was hesitant. But this thing is so cool. And I'm telling you, if you've not downloaded it, if you have a smartphone, Voxer is the way to go. And it's this little doohickey app, nothing, you know, amazing. And it's like vocal texting, but it's not the same as using Siri or sending an audio message like through your text window. It's kind of like a walkie-talkie, but it goes through and then you can listen anytime you want. So if you see that you have a message, your friend is talking to you, you can listen. If this is not a good time and you need to wait, you can wait and that message is there. And if you only get through 30 seconds of the message, it won't disappear. It'll stay there. You can even email the message to yourself as an MP3 if it's something sweet or that you want to save. So I'm thinking texting is old school now because it takes so long when you text. And this, you can just kind of do the walkie-talkie thing. It's done. And so I got Jennifer Willits hooked on it now, and I'm happy to say. So this is her message today. I'm actually going to play it, see if you can hear it. And as we're trying to adjust from the way of Siri and traditional texting over to Voxer.
Oh, look at me. I'm actually doing dictation. I can't get the Siri method out of my head. That's so embarrassing. Yet I know I can be silly in front of you because you embrace that sort of thing. Okay. So I will try my best to...
Okay, so she went and did like a 5.5 minute message, which was great. I got my friend Colleen Kessler. She has a lifelong learner. She left a 14 minute message the other day. My husband's just rolling his eyes. He's like, guys would never leave a message that long ever, which is true. But it was so nice because I don't have time necessarily to listen to that message. But over the day, I get little nuggets of it. If I can listen to 2 minutes or if I'm doing the dishes and I've got it on. And it's really nice because in that regard, it's kind of a brain trust. It's kind of a bouncing ideas off each other. So professionally, it is kind of that mobile office. And I'm thinking it might be a great way to do feedback for the show. So if you have Voxer, you can find me. My profile name is Brooke Taylor 1, the number 1, Brooke with an E, B-R-O-O-K-E, Brooke Taylor 1. Just find me on Voxer, shoot me a message, and it's a great way to correspond. And there's no pressure for the other person to respond back if they don't. And the nice thing is that you can also do video or text the traditional way as well. So it's pretty cool. Give it a try. Let me know what you think. And of course, in the meantime, you can always go the traditional route as well. If you want to send feedback, it's feedback@goodthingsradio.com. And this week, I'm recording a bonus episode for Good Things Radio because it's that time of year when there's actually a lot going on, an abundance of things to talk about and prepare for. There are times of year where you're really struggling to find content. What can I do for show prep? But this is not that kind of time of year. It's just so full. So in recording today's show, I just wanted to go in order of what's coming up. And first is Thanksgiving. So in episode 30, I already shared some tips and kind of Thanksgiving hacks. Today, though, I want to talk about entertainment because I know every family is different. Some play football, others might do cards or games. And for us in our house, it looks like dead people all over the floor after Thanksgiving because everybody naps, the guys sleep, and they're just sprawled out all over. And it's pretty hilarious. But we always try to watch a movie in there as well. And one that is going to be a crowd pleaser to everyone. And that can be really tough because from the littles to the biggers, you want to get something that's kind of safe for the whole family. It's engaging, but you're not going to lose the kids. So if that's you too, I have a recommendation. And I think it's not only really good, episode, but it's timely. It's called The Good Lie with Reese Witherspoon. We may have talked about it earlier on Good Things Radio in a previous podcast, but it's from like 2004. It's really good because it's produced by Brian Grazer, Ron Howard, based on a true story. And it's relatable with everything that's going on in the world right now. It's about three brothers. They were orphaned by the Civil War in Sudan. Some of the refugees traveled as much as 1,000 miles on foot in search of safety. Now, I realize for Thanksgiving, this might sound like a total downer, but it's actually very funny in parts. It's scary. It takes you through that emotional gamut. But we're talking Thanksgiving, when we really want to be awakened to the blessings in our lives. So this is a true story of these boys, as well as their sister, who are given the opportunity to leave the camp, resettle in America, but it's not easy. They run into challenges. And again, it's a funny movie. It's beautifully done. And I think with the refugee crisis and the implications, the conversations that have been going on right now, I just think this particular film would be worth watching because there are a lot of issues to be raised about that right now in our homes, in our hearts. I just today was listening to an NPR piece about this and the division, even among Christians, about this issue when it comes specifically to welcoming the Syrian refugees in our country. Pope Francis, in his Wednesday audience, he just said, "We believe Jesus was a refugee. He had to flee to save his life. With St. Joseph, Mary, he had to leave for Egypt. He was a refugee." And he goes on to say, "Let us pray to Our Lady, who knows the pain of refugees." Then the Reverend Franklin Graham, he said, "I've said it before, many people criticize me for saying it, but we must reform our immigration policies in the United States because we cannot allow Muslim immigrants to come across our borders unchecked while we're fighting this war on terror and they want to destroy our nation. If we continue to allow Muslim immigration, we will see much more of what happened in Paris. It's on our doorstep." And he went on to say, "Our nation's security is at stake, the future of our children, our grandchildren. We should not allow any political or religious group who want to destroy us and our way of life to immigrate to this country freely and unchecked." So with those two statements, I think to me what it demonstrates is this issue is not black and white. It's not simple, turnkey. No, it's points and questions that are prudent to consider and are multifaceted. And that's the reason why, one of the reasons I like this film, because it really demonstrates the issue, although it's not the same. Nevertheless, it's a feel-good movie in a time where we haven't felt good. We felt uncertain as a nation and globally as well. So for our family, I think it's a good one to watch, to discuss, but then to also be awakened to a sense of gratitude in the blessing that we have as a free nation.
Since 9/11, the program here has stopped indefinitely.
She's a child refugee of war.
You sure you're ready to take this on?
Definitely.
You're being asked to make choices no one should have to make.
I don't think they're going to make it if they're not together.
I will pray for you.
ERD.
ERD?
It is auspicious name for you. It means great white cow.
Well, it's better than a lot of things I've been called.
Break into somebody's house.
There is a reason you do not have a husband.
Okay, thank you so much.
So again, it's called The Good Lie. It's with Reese Witherspoon. I think it came out in 2014, and it's on Amazon. You can get it at the old Family Video or whatever, too. So there you go.
Come, thou long expected Jesus, born to save.
And saving the best for last, Advent coming, preparing for the Word made flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. It's such a sacred time, and admittedly, it can be sad. It can be difficult. Some years can be super happy, exciting. But always holy if we allow it. And so in the coming weeks, I'd love to just hear about ways that you sanctified the season and share ways that you've made it holy. And I'd like to do the same as well, because that has been the paramount issue over the paramount priority over the years, is knowing the contrast between the secular and the sacred, and getting busy and getting caught up thinking of Mary. Mary was not rushing. Yes, it was a time crunch to get to Bethlehem and went the census and their journey, but there was a contemplative nature to it, and trying to enter into that as well, and planning. So I'm really excited, because our book club actually is meeting, and instead of focusing on a selection this month, we're actually going to be doing Advent planning. We've all got our notepads and our lattes, and we're going to be getting together about being intentional this season and focusing on the right things. How can we guard ourselves from the burnout and from the comparison, or trying to keep up with everybody else, and keeping Christmas simple, no matter how detached we are from the world or, you know, financially indifferent? I think it can always be a struggle. And let's face it, they make some pretty cool things this day and age, so it's hard not to go overboard. And there are also a lot of resources to take advantage of. A listener, Jen, I think, said Blessed Is She has some fantastic resources right now. Blessed Is She, a beautiful ministry that does reflections, Bible readings. Right now, they also have a push to have a very reflective Advent as well. They have a whole series. I think there's actually a kit you can purchase. That's one resource. And we're going to be doing some things on the program as well. So our next episode will focus on that in a big way, because we want to be ready. And we want to wrap up today's program leaving you with a prayer, a reflection, as you celebrate Thanksgiving. And this is called Half-Baked Thanksgiving. Friendship takes time. Education takes time. Meals that are truly holy and wholesome take time. And so does prayer. We Americans are a people who suffer from a great poverty of time. We are always short of time to write letters, to visit old friends, to enjoy life. In the near future, especially for middle-class Americans, we'll find our clocks running faster and faster, with husbands and wives both working, numerous commitments to the parish, schools, community, sports, children involved in numerous extracurricular activities. We are left with less and less quality time within the family. Consequently, we can expect to see in the coming years more instant foods and quick worship services. But just as a 19.5-pound turkey baked only for a minute will be a disaster dinner, so will prayers dashed off on the run. The soul, like the body, knows hunger, and it will not easily be able to digest even a half-baked prayer, let alone some kind of minute meditation. Delicious prayer, like a properly baked turkey, requires the same first step. The oven must first be preheated to about 450 degrees. One way to preheat the ovens of our hearts to proper prayer temperature is with the fire of thoughts of devotion and love of God. Failure to do so may result in properly recited but chilly prayers. Next, you need to stuff your prayer before placing it in the oven of the heart with generous handfuls of gratitude, seasoned with humility and a dash of awareness of your creatorhood to remind you of who God is. Frequently, baste your prayer with a fullness of attention by bringing your mind back again and again from its constant wanderings. Oh boy, is that the truth. And regarding the correct cooking time, allowing at least 20 to 25 minutes per pound if you want at least fit for a king or queen. I love that. Amen. That's truth right there. Fantastic. Delicious devotion. I like that. Well, thank you for being part of Good Things Radio. And finally, I have an announcement that I actually wrote in my show notes at the top of the program, but I chickened out, I turkeyed out and put it here at the end. And that is the Podbean patron page. It was kind of with some fear and trembling, but I knew I needed to do it and just trust and hope that perhaps there would be some support out there. And, you know, with any production, a lot goes in behind the scenes, the curation, the maintenance, the creativity, the equipment, the production aspect of the show. And it's a labor of love, but it does require a lot of time. And that's where I'm hoping that you'll come in to say, you know what? Good Things Radio has merit and it is worth supporting. And the way it works is that you can leave a tip, essentially, and become a Good Things Radio good friend by pledging anywhere from a dollar per show, a penny per show, really. But that, I mean, I'd hope for a little more.
50 cents or $5 per month. It's really nice because you set the limit. I normally do one podcast a week. And so if you say, okay, I'll donate a dollar a podcast, that's $4 a month, or just make it five, I'll make it even. So it never goes over the max that you set. And it's however you want or feel called to support Good Things Radio. And I actually love that this option exists. On one hand, it's hard to ask for support, but on the other hand, I'm proud to ask for support because I think it's a beautiful thing when we can come together and encourage one another in this way. And as a mom, you know, I left my job, I came home to my family, but still to be able to use my voice is a gift. And I'd like to continue growing the show to reaching others as well. So if you like what you hear, if you want Good Things Radio to continue, please consider being a GTR good friend. And I will post the information on my next newsletter with each Podbean podcast patron. You will receive a shout out on the show, also a personal prayer covering as well. That is a promise that our family will pray for each and every patron. And we're going to do a once a month giveaway as well, just for saying, hey, I'll pitch in, I'll give you a dollar tip every show. And you can also download the Podbean app or go to the website. It will be up there as well on the goodthingsradio.com website. And that's in the process, but I'm just kind of letting you know it's coming down the pike. And please also, you can help us out by considering visiting iTunes, leaving us a positive review. Just search up Good Things Radio. Leave us a quick note if you would. Feedback@goodthingsradio.com is how you can reach out, share your input, your thoughts about the show. Thank you so much to my producer, Mark Cumming from Cumming Home Studios, for his skills, his fantastic work. Mark is a wonderful producer, wears many hats. So to find out more, reach him at cumminghomestudios.com. Thank you for listening to episode 31 of Good Things Radio. God bless you and happy Thanksgiving.
This episode of Good Things Radio was produced by Mark Cumming at Cumming Home Studio, your solution for all audio and video needs. www.cumminghomestudio.com.